It's been a while since I've perused the Associated Press style book, but there must be a section I never saw in reporting things out of the U.S. Supreme Court. If the ruling by a vote of the justices is favorable to the left, the style book must say to report it as, in a victory for X, the Supreme Court affirmed the blah, blah, blah. And if the ruling's displeasing to the left, the AP style book must say report it, as did the Associated Press this ruling late Tuesday evening. A divided Supreme Court is blocking lower court rulings that ordered Texas to redraw some congressional and legislative districts. Fortunately, in this case, the 5-4 split's meaningless in that a majority, no matter how divided, is the ruling at the Supreme Court. So Texas gets a reprieve for the moment from that odd panel of San Antonio activist judges who have chosen to monkey around with Texas redistricting for the better part of a decade over and over. The press rarely tells you that the rulings of that bunch are mostly divided, too. Pay attention over a long period and you'll learn how language is used to influence thinking. It's true the press largely calls rulings that support a perceived conservative position divided while leaving out the term that suggests non-finality in reporting rulings they like. When is the last time you heard the AP or others say that Roe v. Wade was from a divided court? It was, in fact, a 7-2 ruling, and then the Planned Parenthood v. Casey case that further upheld that case was from a court divided 5-4. It's just something helpful to notice. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.